Bring another table. Another table. Again, and we're going to sing the song with a prophetic spirit.
Amen.
And we're going to prophesy to death. Say, for death will not hold me captive. Amen.
Amen.
So let's sing it again as we speak and prophesy to the realms of my soul.
Amen.
For death will not hold me captive.
Amen.
So let's sing it again. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bless your name, because you are pouring upon us the spirit of resurrection. Lord, thank you for the spirit of life, the spirit of resurrection, the spirit of light, the spirit of victory. Lord, we can hear the trumpet of jubilee. We can hear the last trumpet, oh God. We can see you declaring jubilee. And Lord, we proclaim that death will never and will not hold us captive. Lord, we come to celebrate the victory of Jesus. The victory of the cross. The victory of the blood. The victory of the name. The victory of Christ. And of light over darkness. Lord, today we come to he said, the time of violence has come. He said that the kingdom of God suffers violence. And he said, men of violence, take it by force. Lord, we arise today by the spirit of your word. We come to cast away every spirit of weakness, of fear, of timidity, the mentality of the slave, the mentality of bondage and prison. We come to cast off the grave clothes. Lord, we come to put on our inheritance in Christ. And we say that death and darkness will never hold us captive. We come to speak to that victory of Jesus on the cross. We say, Lord, let that victory speak this night. Lord, let that victory be proclaimed in the regions of our soul. From the east to the west, the north to the south. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Let the voice of the Son of Man be heard in our land. Let it be proclaimed. Let the voice of the bridegroom be proclaimed all over our being. Let every dead area, every desert, every dryness, every desolate place in the realms of our soul, the mountains, the hills, the valleys, the crooked places, the miry places. Oh my God, let every realm that has been in captivity, today we declare jubilee. We say, receive your jubilee in the name of the Lord. We say, for death will never hold us captive. We declare the jubilee of the Christ. We proclaim the name of the Christ. We say, Yeshua is the Christ. Blessed be your name. And as we are put on the image of the earthly, Lord, we say, now is the time for us to enter into our estate. Lord, we will put on the image of the Christ. Lord, we say, nearer and nearer draws the time. The time that surely will be when our earth, from the head to the toe, from our spirit, soul, and body, when this earth must be filled with the glory, with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. So let the waters of your glory, let these fountains above and beneath, let them be opened. Let it rain, let it flow, let it rain. Let the earth be swallowed. Let the carnality be swallowed. Let everything that hated our God be swallowed. Let it be broken. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, mighty God. Yahweh be magnified. We say, let the name of Yahweh be magnified. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified in our midst. We glorify your name, O God. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We thank God for giving us this time in His presence. Amen. And this evening we just want to look at some scriptures dealing with doctrine, the doctrine of Christ. Amen. So as we were very lively in the morning when Brother Isaac was shouting, I believe you'll be lively now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the morning there was a dream by our brother, by Godfrey. I'll summarize the dream. Three parts. So as he was sharing the dream, this word was quickened in my heart. Well, it was more like a confirmation because I had been hearing some things, and then when he began to share the dream, some things began to fall into place. So I'm excited that God is speaking to us in this dimension, because God, when God sends a word, He sends power with it. He sends everything that is necessary to execute the word. Amen. So I believe that there is a release of grace to us to walk into the things that God is saying to us. So he said in the dream, there was a well-kitted, well-prepared army. So I'm just summarizing, something like that. An army that was well-prepared, well-kitted. And that this army went out to war and was defeated by the enemy. Amen. So number one, there's an army well-prepared. Two, this army went to war and was defeated. Amen. Amen. So it's a contrast. Well prepared, but defeated. Hallelujah. Amen. So this army, these people, of course, these brethren, they began to inquire from the Lord what was amiss, what was the issue. And they said there was an old man in their midst. Amen. Amen. That was leaking the information, you know, some kind of betrayal. And he went on to say that there was an understanding that that old man is the old nature. Amen. Amen. So I understand not all of us were here in the morning. Some are also just coming. So that was the dream. And, you know, we've been praying for direction, that the Lord will give us direction for this meeting. And I think that's a build up on the ministries that will be coming from last night, this morning, and today. This night we will just briefly build on it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Please, let's have the children be quiet.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, so the dream is in three parts. So I will take those three parts. We'll just try to look at it, open it up, and see how it applies to us. Like I said, they say my message doesn't have end, beginning, or end. So I've written it down. So we will see the beginning and the end. So the message is in four parts. The first one is our calling. Our calling is the first part. The second part is the fallen man. That is this old man, this old nature. Quickly. And the third part is our redemption. And then number four, the new man. Amen. So take it. The first one is our calling. Number two, the fallen man or the old nature. And then number three is our redemption. God's plan for our redemption. And then lastly, God's new man. Amen. I want to start from Job chapter 17. Job 17. Job 7, 17, 18. So this scripture is quoted in three places that I can know, as at least I can identify. It's in Psalm 8, it's in Job, and it's in Hebrews. Amen. So let's look at Job. Job, from what we know, is the oldest book in the Bible. The oldest, for several reasons. Okay, so right from the old order, from the old, this proclamation is made. We find it in Psalm 8, and then we find it in Genesis, in Hebrews. Now, it is speaking of something. And because the ministry of the word has life. This word we're hearing has life in it. Amen. And this word is being sent to address a mentality. Something here. Amen. What's the mentality? The mentality of a slave. The mentality of a prisoner. The mentality of a never-do-well. Amen. The mentality of the elephant who has been in prison. They removed the cage. It was still moving within the boundary, even though the cage had been removed. And that is the mentality of you and me that has to change quickly. Amen. So what does he say? He says, what is man that thou shouldest do what?
Magnify.
I want you to notice that word, magnify. He said that you have been magnified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you look at your condition now, and you look at this word magnify, they don't agree, is it not? Amen. But I choose to believe with the one God is telling me. Hallelujah. So it says that you have what? Magnify him. And what? And that thou shouldest set thy heart upon him. What is he saying? God has set his heart upon man. And not just that he set his heart upon man, he has done what? Magnify the man. Hallelujah. And when God speaks of man, the writer was reading James, and he said, the body, when it is removed or separated from the spirit, is dead. This is James. He says, the body, when separated from the spirit, is what? Dead. So what is James saying? James is saying, the soul and the spirit are spirit, are spiritual in nature. Amen. Hallelujah. So, in Bible language, God is speaking of a man. He is speaking of a spirit, a being, a spiritual being. that has a spiritual constitution. And this man is limited by a body, has a body, so that he can also operate on the earth. So God's concept of man is not the Nigerian concept, the way what I'm born with. And it's because of where I am coming from that I have a mentality that must be changed. Hallelujah. So when we begin to think like God, you will agree with God. So what is man that thou art man? Why has God set his mind on man? That is, that you have a spiritual being who at the same time is walking on the earth and also walking in heaven. I don't know if you understand. What kind of baby is that? That is, as you are here in this room, your soul is in Zion.
Amen.
And that Zion is more real than this room, because an earthquake can come and scatter everything and level it. But heaven is
higher.
Amen. But you and I, we are in a place where the natural is more real than the spirit. So the devil has a hold. He already has a head start, because he knows these people are tied down by the outward man, the outward arrangements. We are bound by it. So he knows he will always win you. All he needs to do is to pull some strings. Hallelujah. But death will no longer hold me captive. Amen. Because resurrection is happening. This is the year of resurrection. You know, this inward man that has been asleep is waking up. Hallelujah. We have come to that place when there is a change. What we say, we shall not all sleep. Don't you understand? But we shall all change. Hallelujah. So there is something that is happening in Zion, and you cannot be in Zion and not be aware. Hallelujah. What is happening? There is, you know, we are in New York the right day, and Sweetie and Kufre, please, where are they? I saw them. Sorry, that's the latest though. Belema them are second. Start now. This Kufre and our Sweetie. Yeah, start off now. We're introducing the couple. Amen. Where is the other one now? Where are they? Belema and Asa. I thought I saw them somewhere. Where are they? These brethren are holy brethren.
Amen.
They are doing honeymoon in camp.
Hallelujah.
I can't wait to clap for them. Bye, 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 bye. God bless you. Sit down. Amen. Honeymoon in camp. Zion has arisen. Amen. Amen. Anyway, when we got there, say sons are, it's a morning is breaking.
Yeah.
Sons are. Amen. He says, thanks for the dawn. There is something that's happening. There's a new dawn. Hallelujah. So when you look at the scripture like this, you must be encouraged. You say, what is man that thou art what? Mindful. You have magnified him, set him up. Okay, let's look at the one in Psalms. I think it's Psalm 8, isn't it? Psalm 8. Psalm 8. Psalm 8, that's one, huh? Yeah. Is it 8:4? Okay, let's have that. Uh-huh. You see it again? The same phrase. So what does it say? What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. Amen. So there is something about man, about you. Hallelujah. So you are important. I am important to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see the last one in Hebrews. Hebrews, I think it's 2. Hebrews 2. Is it 1? 2. Uh-huh. Hebrews 2:6 says, but one in a certain place. That certain place is Job and Hebrews, isn't it? Okay. One in a certain place testifies, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou is? So this is repeated 3 times. In other words, it's a certain word. It's a sure word. Amen. You know, about man, about God's the calling of man. Let's read from verse 5 in Hebrews. Okay, now, so this is something else, another one that has come into picture, angels. So you have man and angels, isn't it? But unto the angels hath he what? Not put. What? In subjection the world to come. Whereof we speak. So there are two people, two contending forces. The angels and you and all of us, man. And he said that God, you see what he says about man, but the one of angels is settled. He said the angels have not been given authority. God hasn't magnified them to rule. But they want to rule. Amen. And they are ruling. Amen. I don't know if you are with me. The angels have not been given the authority to rule. Have not been given the authority to rule. But they are ruling. And the man who has the authority is in prison. Amen. Something must happen. Hallelujah. Huh? But unto the angels had he not put in subjection the world to come. The world to come belongs to you and me. I didn't hear any big amen.
Amen.
Don't you understand? And of course, if you go to Galatians, the same thought is given. Galatians says that the son, even though he's an heir, is it not? He's under what? Tutors and governors. Let's see that. Galatians chapter, is it not 4? Galatians 4. We're just trying to remind ourselves. Get our bearing, get our mentality, alright? Amen. Verse 1. He said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, what? Is not different from a servant. Hallelujah. So here is a man dressed for war, kitted for war, but he's a child. Amen. Amen. He's not matured. How is he not? He's not matured in the things of the spirit. He doesn't even know that there are spirits. He doesn't even know that there is heaven. He doesn't even know that heaven is as real, more real than the physical. How can that child go and fight against the devil? It's not possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so the church, me and you, we are still operating at a very immature level. And we are, here we are, wanting to fight against spirits. Long time warriors, established principalities, powers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 2. But it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the element of the world. Hallelujah. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to do what? To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of. What that means is that we might come to maturity.
Amen.
Amen. So there has to be a change from the immature, childish, you know. A child, if you see every child, a child is concerned about physical things, eating, drinking, you know. Uh-huh. And we have to come to another point, to a place of maturity, discernment. 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. So we see a calling. Um, that he has given to us. Let's go back to Hebrews. I want to bring out something there. I think it's in verse 7. Check verse 7 or 8. Okay, yes. So it's expanding a little bit on this magnifying, the calling that we have. He said, that made us seem what? A little lower than the angels. But that has what? Crowned him with what? Glory and honor. So here you see, this being that God created with so much glory and honor, yet put in subjection to angels. Hallelujah. So you know what? God programmed him to fail for a purpose. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are. Amen. God programmed Adam to fail because he had not yet finished the work. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did he do? And you set him what? Over the works of thy hand. Do you know God's works? He says, this man, you, have been put over the works of God. The things that God has made, the moon and the stars, the planet, galaxies. Yes, we may not fathom it, but that's the reality. But now, we don't see that functioning. Look at verse 8. He said, that has put what? All things in subjection under what? His feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under man. Hallelujah. So, when you are sleeping this night, know that God, he didn't say that he has removed it, though. God has put it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But look at the second part. He said, but we, go back now. But now we see not yet all things put under him. So that is the English language. One is a calling. The other one is a reality. Amen.
Amen.
We are in the reality, but we have a calling. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 9. This is the most beautiful part. They read it very well. But we see Jesus. And he uses the word Jesus because he wants to show his humanity. I don't know if you are with me. He wants to show his humanity. But we see Yeshua, born as a child, raised up as a child, under the law, born of a woman, under Roman law, under everything. He grew up to be a carpenter, raised up. They know his history, they know his father's house, they know his brethren. Two of them wrote the Bible, James, the second one, what's the other one's name? Jude. They all wrote Bibles, they are there, they wrote chapter. Amen.
Amen.
So see, Jesus as a man. Hallelujah. Done what? Who was made what? A little lower than the angels. For a purpose, for the suffering of death. What does he do? Crown with glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should do what? Says death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 10. This is a sweet one. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things. You do what? In bringing many sons unto glory. To make what? The captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said many sons are coming to glory. That's their calling. And even though today the devil has tried very hard to change this calling. The calling is to be a champion. You have a V-boot. You have three V-boots. You point and kill. What's the other one? Okay, V-boot is already there. Which one is raining now? Okay, what again do you want? You want double-double? Yeah? Hey. Amen. You're a champion. A champion of your generation. I'm not a champion of my generation. God made me to have rule and dominion over all things. Amen.
Amen.
God has given us a big picture, but the devil is giving us a lower one. making us to be champions over Port Harcourt, champions over small things. Hallelujah. But my calling in God is, if I say the lines are falling onto me, what? In goodly places. Great, good, marvelous. It's my inheritance in God. Amen. And Paul was saying that the eyes of understanding may what? That we may see the hope of our calling and the riches of our inheritance in Christ. You can be a Christian, but you don't know your inheritance. So where are you going? I'm your brother, who just manage. I'm not managing everything. We are ruling and reigning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know your calling in God, when you are passing through some things that are not right, you'll be rejoicing. Hallelujah. Because every experience counts. Now, because of the quality of our inheritance in God, I was reading the brother, Austin Sparks. He said, some people say, why is the work of God so difficult? Fighting here. Everything, nothing is straightforward. He said, is it so? Because God is looking for character. God is looking for character, not the product. Amen. He promised Abraham, I will give you a son. The man was jumping up. God was just smiling. He said, the man don't know something. 25 years down the road, when he got there, he had character.
Amen.
Amen. God called you to be a son. You want to jump up. Look very well, though, because the road to that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember that song? Say, character is built what? Stone by stone. By following what? Jesus.
Every day.
Say, maturity comes what? You can't manufacture it. To go from a child to sonship is day by day. Hallelujah. It comes by a walk with God, not a 30-day wonder. Put it here. Tomorrow you get 1 million. Amen.
Amen.
10 naira. 10 million. Amen.
Amen.
God can't have any hand in that one. Because God is looking for quality, looking for character. He's looking for, you know, he wants to walk something. It is the road through which I go is more important than the destination. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's by the sign. But the picture is that you and I have an inheritance in Christ. What's that inheritance? To be among the sons of God. Hallelujah. Someone said, behold what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we might be called the sons of God. That English has not yet entered our mind. We still have the slave mentality. I pray that I might wake up to understand what it means to be a son of God.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus.
Amen.
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 So if I have this calling, then I know that God is going to lead me through the way. Let's look at a man called David. Was there. They anointed him king of Israel. he just rode and entered into it. The man fought for his life. In caves, dungeons, sleeping. You know. And what's God? God was showing something. The road to the throne. He says he'll make the captain of their salvation what? Perfect through what? Suffering. Through dealings of God. Hallelujah. The gospel that I preach you today is antichrist. Because it is not preparing us to come to that place of the dealings of God. When God begins to process and work on my emotions, work on my character. The brother was telling us today of the camel. Amen. Quiet. Going through the desert. Amen. You know, we need that patience. We need that strength, resilience, discipline. A character, the camel drinks water, 90 liters, we're told, 91 liters of water. Do you know what is 91? 91 liters of water, somebody is drinking. It's thunder, they drink. Amen. In my Bible study group, we said, how many people have read through their Bible since you became a Christian? Have you read through your Bible? We're going to do the same thing now. If you have read through the Bible, your Bible, you have read through it, just raise the hand in your heart. We don't want to say, just raise it inside. Amen. Hallelujah. It takes discipline, character. Hallelujah. To go through it every morning, every day, walking with God. Hallelujah. You know, so we're speaking about this calling that we have in Christ. Now, our calling to be sons is for one purpose, and that purpose is to do the will of God. And what is the will of God? To destroy darkness. No amen. No nothing. Not everything just then. Okay, that one doesn't mean it's like not a big thing. Okay? But that is the reason why God is raising sons to destroy the devil, destroy iniquity, destroy sin, make an end of sin, make a reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness. Hallelujah. That is the overriding burden in God's hand, that he might have sons. In other words, there is a contention of darkness over light. And my life makes meaning to God if I am a partner of God to destroy darkness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And guess what? The biggest darkness I have to destroy is where? Is the darkness that God has trapped. God trapped the darkness, and he has given me. Everybody has a portion of darkness to overcome. Amen. You see that old man? In the dream, there was the old man, the old nature. Amen. There was a nature that is in love with darkness. There is something in me that is married to darkness, joined to darkness. Now, let's explain that marrying. Man has two main parts, the spiritual part and the physical part. Every part of man must be married. I don't know if you heard that. Let me say it again. Every part of human being must be married. The body, God has given permission to be married. So flesh to flesh, they become one flesh. Amen.
Amen.
But that is just a small boy play compared with the spiritual part. The spirit in man, the soul in man, your spirit must also be joined to spirits.
Amen.
Amen. And that aspect, you and I we don't have control over it, because when we came into the world, my soul was already married. It's just like when you are born. Who When you were born, you said, God, can I just be born in Nigeria? Is that what you said? You just find yourself inside Nigeria. But why? You want to be American. You try to speak, I wanna. It's my first season. Amen. So, by accident, you are born into Nigeria. Okay, well, is it not accident? Is it providence? Which one? Okay, it just happened that by design, you are born in... Also, by the design of the devil of sin, we are also married to darkness. Amen. So when I'm coming to the world, my soul is already married to darkness. Hallelujah. Another way to put it is that my soul has already been conquered by darkness. Hallelujah. But God wants to do a great miracle. What is the great miracle? That my soul that's been married to darkness will now be conquered by Christ.
Amen.
Conquered by light. Hallelujah. Where there has been death, life will begin to walk.
Amen.
That is called resurrection.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
Any gospel that doesn't speak to it is a waste of time. It's already a waste of time. It's just passing time. It's not going anywhere. And the mind of man cannot do it. It takes the mind of Christ. You know, it takes, you know, So there is a presence of God to bring a people, to separate unto himself a people, so that he can walk this walk in them. Amen. That there will be a conversion. There will be a turn. You know? And so when you go to the Bible, there are different pictures, different examples, so many of them, that God uses to convey to us, to show us and speak to us this marriage and this process of redemption. You see number three part of the message? Okay, so you have the man, you have the fallen nature, then you have God's program to redeem the man. Hallelujah. And bring him to be the new man in Christ. Hallelujah. So my heritage in God is great, excellent. Hallelujah. And Bible said that Jesus, because of the cross, because of the hope that was set, what did he do? He endured the cross. Because of the hope, because of what was ahead. And the question I want to ask you today, have you seen what is ahead? Have you seen your calling? Have you seen your position in God? Hallelujah. Have you resolved that you must be a partaker of that glory? Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. What have I done? He said, I have finished my course. Henceforth is laid up for me, what? A crown. Paul had something. He was looking. He had a hope. Yeah, he said, I don't fight like one that, you know, I fight to win. I'm running to win. He said that I attain unto the high calling of God, what? In Christ Jesus. Amen. See, I do not count myself to have attained, but I'm pressing on. Are you pressing on? Are you pressing on to attain? Do you have that vision and purpose? When you want to get married, what is your checking stock? Are you looking for a sister or brother that has the same vision? Amen. You find such brother and sister at the well.
Amen.
That's where you find such people. Because they too want life. So you find them at the well. Hallelujah. So every smart boy goes to the well. Every smart girl goes to the well. Hallelujah. By the way, I met my wife at the well. Clap for her now, sister. They're clapping for you. I met you at the well. Amen. Amen. I met her at one conference like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we are saying there is something in view. All the suffering must be for a purpose. Why are you doing the things you are doing? Wake up in the morning, do this. You must have a goal. Amen. Somebody said, I want to go to heaven. How can a man in heaven want to go to heaven? Going to heaven can never be my vision. Amen. He said that he has made you ruler of the world to come. Don't you understand? Amen. So he said, some who have tasted of the powers of the world to come. Amen. How can I take it and throw it away? Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a calling that we have, a great calling that we have. Hallelujah. And so we're going to the second part of the message. Second part of the message. Now, the second part of the message is about the fall, about the old nature. How did the story change? How did the story go change? So to summarize it, it is summarized for us also in the scriptures. Now, it uses three words. There are three words used. The main word he uses is Adam. I hope guys at the back can see him. He uses the word Adam. Now, Adam means earth. with God inside it. Amen.
Amen.
So it means God in man. That's what Adam means. God breathed into the clay, and the clay became living. Hallelujah. So the clay has two parts, the physical and the breath, or the spiritual part. Now the Bible tells us there is the protos, or the first Adam. Protos means the beginning Adam. The beginning. Now, if there is a beginning, there must be an end Adam. I thought I would hear a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If there is a beginning, there is a last Adam.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, the Bible uses the word eschatos. By the way, I'm quoting from 1 Corinthians 15. I don't have the time to go there, but you can, if you know the scripture, somewhere around 40 or something like that. It says, as we are born the image of the earthly, first Adam, we must bear the image of the protos, heavenly. Hallelujah. Then the Bible also uses the word deuteros, or what you call the second Adam. So you have there are three Adams mentioned. Amen. You have the first, the second, and the last. Is it getting interesting? There's a second, deuteros. Deuteros is Greek for second, deuter. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the first Adam we understand. The second Adam we understand. That's Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The last Adam is a combination of is a combination of the second and the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you and I, we come into the last Adam. Oh, somebody say, well, somebody is running ahead of the message. Okay, so let's write it. So this one is 41, and this one is 42. But the 42 has two parts. The head, who is Jesus, the Christ. And what? And the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the importance of this simple illustration, I'm trying to make it small, simple, so that everybody can follow. What does it mean? What it means is that me without Christ is nothing. Amen. My identity, my victory, my overcoming must come from the head. Hallelujah. If I venture come against the devil, the result is very sure. It will be like that dream. Amen. Cheated for war, but without the head, not going anywhere. And this has been the lie the devil has sold to the church. We have a headless gospel. I thought someone would say amen.
Amen.
The devil has been preaching a headless gospel. We have been preaching a headless gospel. We have been living a headless gospel. It is going nowhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say a little amen now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Me, you, we, without the head, we are going nowhere. Defeat is certain. Hallelujah. And God is warning us. God is warning you and warning. I don't know if you can hear, if you can get the warning. I don't know how I can pass it across. They were win one. The devil will make mincemeat of us. He said there were seven sons of Sceva. They went and said, "We command you in the name that Paul preaches." They said, "Okay, very good." Said, "Paul." And I said, "Jesus." "Who are you?" "Who are you?" Amen. Brethren, we are going to be asked questions. Who are you? We have no identity in the spirit without Christ.
Amen.
My soul, without being joined to Christ, is a non-entity in the heavens. I don't have to say it. If my soul is not married and conquered by Christ, we are saying, you know, it is what? A beast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They brought, they told that they marry wife, is it not? You see, they are beasts. Hallelujah. The only one that was wife was one that came, what? Of his flesh. Of his bone. Hallelujah. The only way we can be of his flesh and of his bone is when we are joined to him. When his life has conquered, when his life has swallowed every part of us. Paul said, "It's no longer I that liveth, but what? Christ that liveth in me." If I succeed to conquer Christ, I have conquered Christ. I have a name. Yes. I have a name that I'm a Christ. I'm a Christian. But there is not a Christ inside. That's what's happening. Say seven women, they will get told. Say, "Let us answer your name. Let us be called by your name. Oh, we have our own apparel. Oh, we eat our own bread. Only let us be called by." That church has overcome Christ. And it's a beastly church. That church is of no consequence in the spirit. Amen. Because in the heavens, only one language that is understood. It is language of what? Christ. I don't know how I can preach this message. End time people, listen and listen well. There's nothing like end time gospel. There's only one gospel, Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's only one gospel. There's nothing that called end time gospel. All the other ones coming out, going in, all those ones are just playing around. There's only one gospel, Christ.
Amen.
42nd generation. That's the only thing that counts in the heavens. If you are not written, do you know that there are writings in heaven? It says the people that are written in heaven. There is a spiritual writing. Amen. And if you are not written in heaven, that means you are not established. Hallelujah. You are not known. Say written and known in heaven. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to understand it. God is not in the business of doing end time gospel. What's the other one? Coming out gospel. Death to self gospel. Which other names do you have?
Man child.
There is only one gospel. Christ. Hallelujah. Christ's head and body. Eschatos Adam. The last Adam. And that is God's joker. And that is the church that is going to teach principalities and powers the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to talk about how to be part of Christ.
Amen.
We'll talk about it. But first of all, we must understand what that dream is showing us. He's saying it is not going to war that is the problem. Because in Judges, some people say we want to go to war. They say, "Please sit down." They say, "We are ready to fight now. In fact, we have selected our champion." They say, "I beg you, please sit down." He said, no, we want to go." Moses said, "I beg, sit down." He said, "We shall go." Okay, now. By the time they landed there, he said they chased them like bees. Amen. May the Lord help me not to be presumptuous. Not to go out in my strength. Because the battle has changed. The thing has entered a new dimension, and I must be found in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, I have suffered. Can we see it? I think it's in Philippians 3. He says, I have suffered the loss of all things, that I may be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness. Amen. Paul said, I have suffered the loss of all things, that I might be found in Christ. Hallelujah. Is it there? Let's start from this one. Yeah, doubtless. Let's start from 7. What does 7 say? He said, but what things were. Let's see 6. Okay, let's go to 7. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. 8. Yea, doubtless, I count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them dung, that I may do what? That I may be an end timer. Be an end timer. How many end time Christians are here? That language does not exist in heaven. There is only one language, Christ.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Paul said that I may win, that I may win Christ. Let's see 9. Look at it. I'm be found where? In Him. Not having my own righteousness, which is about that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Verse 10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. 11. If by any means, he wasn't sure. Paul wasn't sure, brother. I don't know if you're hearing me. It's not like he was sure. If he was sure, you say by any means. The man was struggling. If by any means I might what? Attain unto what? The resurrection of the dead. Amen. Not as though what? I had already attained. Either we are already perfect. What do but I follow after that? If I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Number 13. Brethren, I can't honor myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and what? Reaching forth unto those things which are before. Amen. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Where? In Christ. There's a high calling. There's a high calling. There's a high calling. You know, for every man, you come to a point when you lose focus. And you know, the things of life will make us lose focus. Wake up, money. After some time, we'll do forget where we're going to or who we are. And we're being reminded today who we are, where we are going for, what the mark is. There's a bull's eye. Amen.
Amen.
There is one target we should be aiming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So everything I'm doing, I must be aiming. If it doesn't speak, then it doesn't measure. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the high calling that we have been given. Let's look at Revelation 13. Revelation 13, verse 7. This is just to expand a little bit on our thoughts. It says, it was given unto him to make war with the saints. And to do what? Overcome them. Hallelujah. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. There is a place where the devil has authority to overcome the church. Amen.
Amen.
There is a place. I don't have time to read, but if you read from verse 3, it talks about the beast that came from the sea. It speaks of a nature. you know, a beast. We are talking about the soul, that the soul must be married. The soul must be joined. If it's not married to Christ, it's married to darkness. The beast is a spiritual language to speak of not being controlled. So the carnal man is enmity against God. See, it is lawless. It's not subject to the law of God. You know, neither indeed can be. Amen.
Amen.
You know, let's look at Daniel 7. Daniel 7. Let's read from 21. I beheld, and the same horn made war with what? Can we read together? Made war with what? And did what? So that dream is right on mark. It's speaking. It's a prophetic declaration. Verse 22. Until. That's the good news. Amen. Until the ancient of days, he was intervened. And judgment was given to where? To the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Now, you can choose to stop at the first one. I refuse. I'm going to the second. To the place where the table is turning. And I want to declare that the table is turning in my life. Whether the devil likes it or not, it is turning. The story must change. They say, my story must change. You know the one of being a billionaire. My story must change. Robina, my story must change.
Amen.
My story must change.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The devil has defeated, had a field day over me, but my story must change. Hallelujah. I must come into victory. I must come into jubilee. You know, in Egypt, the people of God were held captive. He said 400 years, but they ended up 430 years. Is it not? But one day came, the day of Jubilee. Hallelujah. And it was at midnight. Right now, we are galloping towards midnight in the world now. We are moving very fast. So on one hand, darkness is increasing. But on another hand, Jubilee is coming close. Depends on what side you are on. Hallelujah. If you are on the side of those who are hungering and thirsting, you say, hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are hasting the day of the Lord. Come, come, come. Because the day of the Lord is going to be my jubilee. Hallelujah. Amen. I do not see too much excitement in this room. I thought by now we would have been shouting. I'm breaking the roof, I'm breaking it everywhere. We are prophesying that Jubilee is on the way.
Amen.
My Jubilee. My deliverance. The mountains must come down.
Amen.
The hills must come down.
Amen.
The valleys must be filled.
Amen.
The crooked places must be made straight.
Amen.
The altars in my Father's house must be broken.
Amen.
All the things break, 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 break. Amen.
Amen.
Overturn, overturn, overturn. Because Jubilee is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the man said Jerusalem. I said praise God. That means war is coming. That means Jubilee is coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must have our theology right. Yes. The world is going down, but I'm going up.
Hallelujah.
A small flood is coming. More trouble is coming. Noah was rising. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are in Christ, you will not be afraid.
Amen.
But if your soul is not yet anchored to Christ, there'll be trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so the scripture tells us that something happened to Adam in the garden. Good and evil entered into his eyes. But he saw. Amen. And he became blind. Hallelujah. He saw that the fruit. So the first contact with darkness was his eyes. So he became blind spiritually. Hallelujah. And when that happened, three things happened to Adam. his spirit was detached from the heavens. I don't know if you understand. His spirit that was connected with the heavens became detached. Hallelujah. And everything came crashing down. Hallelujah. Adam was no longer a heavenly man. He lost the ability to rise. His mind began to dwell in the lower realms of the spirit. I don't know if you understand. Amen. He lost it. And not just that, the soul that was depending on the spirit to bring life from God became corrupted. All the rivers, Brother Sam told us about those rivers of Eden, isn't it? Pison, Gihon, Hiddekel, and Euphrates. I have a way of remembering them. Amen. P-G-H-E. You know, that's the way they taught us a message. P is for Pison. G is for Gihon. H is for Hiddekel. E is for what? Euphrates. Amen. One is breaking forth. One is fast flowing. Three is fruitfulness. The other one is, what's the other one? I forgot it. Bursting forth. Amen. So those rivers were the ones watering the soul. When that happened, Piakam, it was cut off. So the soul began to become a wilderness. A dry rain, dry place, lifeless, no life. So spirit detached. So in trouble, confusion. Hallelujah. What do you think will happen to the body? The body is okay now. Since you have decided to cut me off, let me better find a way to get life. So the soul began to die and become corrupted. Hallelujah. There are three things that describe the nature of man. One, he used the word glory. The man was covered with glory. You know, Adam didn't wear physical clothes because the glory of God was his clothing. I don't know, he said God has clothed himself with light as garment. Don't you understand? God uses light as his dressing. That was the kind of dressing Adam had. Amen. Adam, you know, he had energy, dynamic, the life of God, the Zoe of Lord, was what was energizing him. He lost that also. So Adam became weak. And then finally, Adam was being nourished by the everlasting, the scripture uses the word everlasting, meaning above death life. That is, there is a quality of life that is higher than death. I call it above death life. It's called Zoe, eternal life. It's a very bad English to say eternal life. You think it means life that doesn't end. Every life will never end. I hope you know. The soul will never die. Whether in hell or anywhere, forget it. So it's a quality. There is a quality of life that is higher than corruption. It's called incorruption.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The soul lost those three things. So it became corruptible, it became weak, and became naked. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a naked man wanting to fight the devil? You carry Bible in Jesus. Which Jesus is this one?
Yes, I know.
Are you? Your soul is naked. You're talking about Jesus. Amen. So the soul fell and became corrupted. Hallelujah. And became a prisoner. Became a realm of lifelessness. But that's not all the story. Hallelujah. The good story is that God had a plan of redemption. God had a plan to redeem us from the corruption where we have fallen. And that is the good news of the gospel. Amen. Now, our redemption in Christ, I put it under three things in my own understanding. It has three legs. The first one, our redemption . So the man in his spirit became detached. So God has to address that problem. The spirit is detached. So there must be something that God will do to reattach my spirit to the heavens. Hallelujah. You're not answering me anymore. What's going on? So we said, when sin came, the spirit of man became detached. He said, sin has made a barrier, isn't it? Between me and you. So in the redemption that God is bringing, the plan is to reconnect my spirit back into the heavens. Hallelujah. Let's give an example. Now, in Christ, there is no time. That is, when you are in Christ, you can hear what Adam said. I don't know if you are listening to me. In Christ, you can hear what is going to happen in future. That's in Christ, you enter into the realm of eternity. Time doesn't operate anymore. Hallelujah. Therefore, Moses went back to Eden and he heard what God was telling Adam and he wrote it down in the book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody, David said, my Lord said to my Lord, sit down until I make thy enemies thy footstool. So there is a place in God where time doesn't count anymore. When you are in that place, you are neither male or female. You are neither Nigerian or Ugandan. Yes. And that place is called Christ.
Hallelujah.
So Christ is something that we still don't understand. It is a place where the heavens and the earth become one.
Amen.
You are talking of a church where Paul will be active. You are talking of a church where Adam, Moses, Elijah will be active. You are talking at a time where fellowship will be with those who have gone and those who are present. And I don't know if you are communicating. Amen. You know, we spoke of the example of Brother William Grover. God said, kneel down. He knelt down and was in Rome. Since that time, I found out that some of the brothers here, they have been going to some places too. I won't talk too much. They will report themselves very soon. Amen! One of them came, he said he wants that kind of experience. We have to beg him to slow down. So brother, we are begging you, just slow down. Amen. Brother, we are entering another dimension. We are entering another dimension in Christ. It is called the dimension of Christ. When you are in that place, you are no longer in Nigeria. You are in Zion. We are coming to the place where Zion will be a reality. Who do you find in Zion? One, the spirits of just men made perfect. Two, innumerable company of angels. Three, what's the other one? The church of the firstborn. Four, the blood of Jesus. Five, God the judge of all. Six, Jesus the mediator. And he said, even there, the blood is speaking English, speaking better things. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are coming into a place of life and glory.
Amen.
And I'm telling God, all these things that are binding me, they must lose.
Amen.
They must lose.
Amen.
They must lose.
Amen.
They must overturn.
Amen.
Why? Because there is a reality that is now coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So the brother was saying, when contention comes, he packs his bag and goes away because no time for contention and strife. Hallelujah. Because of the reality that is now breaking upon us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so we're talking about the spirit. Now, for the soul becomes corrupted. And then the body, what happened to the body? Began to decay. And then enter death and disease. And so on. Amen. Now, God's plan of redemption number one is what? Christ. Hallelujah. That's God's plan of redemption, that there will be Christ. Now, when the Bible talks of Christ, it's speaking about a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says Christ died and rose again. Who is that that died and rose again?
Jesus.
Amen. And the Bible says that God is the head of Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is God's language of speaking about the souls of men. Men. Men who have been redeemed from darkness. Men who have the fullness of God dwelling in them bodily. And the example of that man, is the man, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And Bible says, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That fullness of the Godhead is to dwell in you also. And the amen is very small. Sister, the fullness of the Godhead is supposed to dwell in you bodily. Hallelujah. Don't accept anything less. Whether it's called end time or last time or wherever time. Amen. The gospel is one.
Amen.
As we have borne the image of the earth, we must bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this life. Hallelujah. Amen. So, now, what he's saying is that I must be in Christ. Now, there are two things that speak to us about being in Christ. There are two ways which we can be in Christ. Two ways. We can do that by being in the high priest, or do that by marriage. We enter into Christ by two things. By being inside the high priest, and by being married to the head, to Christ. Hallelujah. Now, we are told in the book of Leviticus that on one day, the Day of Atonement, the high priest will enter into the holiest of all. Hallelujah. He will break through the barrier and he will enter into the holiest of all. Hallelujah. The Hebrew says that if we go by that example, then all of us here will not have any role. Because in those days, it was only the sons of Levi who could enter. And even the high priest had to be a son of Levi. Amen.
Amen.
So he brought in something else called Melchizedek. There's another priest who called Melchizedek. So he has an unchangeable priesthood. He said he had without father and mother. Without father, without mother, I say he abided ever. I said several other things about this Melchizedek priesthood. So in other words, there is a new priesthood that is being brought forth. And that is the priesthood of the Spirit. Because say this Melchizedek didn't have father, he didn't have mother. What does that mean? It means that he was a man of the Spirit. It was a priesthood of the Spirit. And this is the only way you and I can function. So in other words, the only way you can ever venture to come into Christ had to be by priesthood. Had to be by offering. In other words, I have to offer my soul to Christ. Hallelujah. So, speaking of, offerings that we have to make. We can't get into that now. Now, the other way in which we could come into Christ is by marriage. That means we must be married to Christ. Specifically, our soul must be married to Christ. That means Christ must be joined to man. And he says Christ is the bridegroom and the man is the bride. And the scripture tells us that a time is coming when there will be a trumpet. There will be a message going forth in the church. What is that message speaking about? It's a message calling man to come into the bedroom, to enter into the inner chamber, to come into a higher experience in God, in which the soul, the spirit, and the body are joined to Christ. Hallelujah. And God knows that the only thing that can facilitate that for me and you is what? Tribulation. Trouble. So trouble is coming. The purpose of the trouble is to drive us further into God.
Amen.
So when you see trouble physically around you, it is a pressure that God is exerting to push you inward, to push you in. But the most important thing about it is that the bride must make herself ready. This bride must make herself ready. She must have oil. The bride must have oil within, must have oil in the vessel. Amen. You must buy. I remember a brother saying the market where they sell the oil is called tribulation. If you want more oil, God brings you through more tribulation. So we must say we must enter into the kingdom through much tribulation. So that means we are coming to a time of more pressure physically, more stress emotionally. Amen.
Amen.
And the purpose of that is not that we will crack. The purpose of that is that we might have character.
Amen.
Or might have quality. Amen.
Amen.
So there has to be a mentality in you. James says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Is it natural that a man is rejoicing that he's in trouble? Hallelujah. When trouble comes, you say, thank God for the trouble. Because God will not give trouble to you that you cannot overcome. No, amen. No more. Nothing is happening again in this room. When Isaac was preaching, you were all shouting. Now, I won't even get amen. But Isaac, maybe you should come. Come and stand. Bro, Isaac, baby, come and stand here so that let's see, brother Isaac, come and stand though, so that you can be saying amen. He's the one preaching tribulation. He's telling us about camel. Amen. Hallelujah. So there has to be a change in my mentality. When I see trouble, I know oil has come.
Amen.
No amen again. When I see trouble, oil has come.
Amen.
I say, God, I must get the blessing of this tribulation.
Amen.
They pay up other people's salary. Your salary has been withheld. Other people's results have been released. Your own result has been returned. Other people are marrying you. No. Other people are having children. No. Other people are being blessed. You say, praise the Lord. My blessing has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And there are diverse kinds of trouble that we can have in the flesh. Hallelujah. And when it comes, it says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded, what happens? He says, look up. Lift up your head, because your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. And this camp is to prepare us for tribulation. There's one tribulation called Tribulation Trump. It has landed. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me summarize what I'm saying. We must be found in Christ.
Amen.
How do we enter Christ? By the offering of the soul. Number two, by marriage. Hallelujah. So my soul is the bride, and the bride must make herself ready, must buy oil. Amen. We can't get into it today, but you see, when Christ comes into you, it grows in stages. Passover, Pentecost, amen. We will deal with that later. But so we must understand that we must do everything to be found in Christ. And when we are really in Christ, it's when the life we are living by the energy of Christ. Let's give an example. When Jesus was on the earth, he was living by the energy called Zoe. And if he lived by that energy called Zoe, you and I can also live by that energy called Zoe. Example. He says he was on the sea, and the ship was going, and he was sleeping. They went and woke him up. And he came back. What did he say? Oh, ye of little faith. In other words, he expected them to speak to the elements. Hallelujah. He expected them to speak, and he commanded them. They said, what manner of man is this? He didn't say, what manner of God? He said, what manner of man? In other words, there is a man that is coming that will have authority over the elements. I was reading a book, Meltari, Indonesia revival. He said, you American brothers, you have money, you have everything. In our country, when we are passing through the bush, we don't have motor. When snake comes, say, snake, Mr. Snake, please go out of the road. I want to pass. A snake will pass. And they will pass. Who has read the book? See their hands, so I'm not making it up. They say, Mr. Snake, come out of the road. Snake will just come out. And they will pass. A snake will pass. Amen! It's called Zoe.
Hallelujah.
The ever coming, ever changing life. That life is in you now.
Amen.
If you trigger it, it will begin to flow.
Amen.
And the only thing that will trigger it is trouble.
Amen.
When trouble comes, oh my God, let that energy come.
Amen.
Spring up, oh well.
Hallelujah.
And that energy will begin to come. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm communicating.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So it has been shown. Philip was somewhere. So he was caught up. Now we are hearing that caught up is already happening even here in this assembly.
Amen.
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 Look, everything you are reading in the gospel is an everyday life. It is a place for you and I to get to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are saying there is an energy, there is a life, the Christ within us must be unleashed, must be released. But to do that, I must first be joined to the head. I must first be connected back to the heavens. Hallelujah. And then it says, Christ that liveth in me. Alright, we are beginning to close. Yes, I said there are let me put them down. So the first part of being in Christ is to be found in Christ. Is to be found in Christ. Okay. Now the next one is Christ in me. And then me or the soul in Christ. Amen. So Christ comes into me that I might bring my soul into Christ. Now, the third part of the message is what the Bible calls the cross of Christ. Can we see Galatians chapter 5? We are closing now. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Now, this is a very important scripture because there are some of us who imagine that we can never overcome sin. We can never overcome the world. We can never overcome traditions. We can never overcome the, you know. Amen. So we want to introduce us to a power. A power within us that is called the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. 5:24, I think. Look at it. He said, they that are Christ have what? Crucified the flesh with his affections. Amen. In Galatians chapter 6, it says that the world is crucified to me and I to the world by the cross of Christ. I don't know who knows it. I think it's in chapter 6. Can we find it? Paul was talking about the gospel of Christ. Said by that cross he is crucified to the world and the world to him. Can we find it? He said, but God forbid that I should glory. Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is what? Crucified unto me, and I unto the world. There is a power that we have neglected. It is called the cross of Christ. Amen. It can break sin. It can break the world. Hallelujah. So it does both. It crucifies me to the world and crucifies the world to me. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with his lust. Crucify means slow death. It's not going to happen after this conference. Everything gone, no? But it will be a death blow. And we prophesied that there must be a death blow. There must be a blow that I can never recover from. Amen. Let there be a blow that I will never recover from upon my soul. In the name of Jesus. He said, a well is an impression in the ground. May there be an impression in my soul that will bring life, that will bring life, that will cause me to touch life in the name of Jesus. So the cross of Christ is what crucifies the flesh. Flesh means the soul nature that is contrary to God. There is a power. Since I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. If there is no power, then we are not preaching the gospel of Christ. We are preaching philosophy. We are preaching end time gospel. But can we try Christ? Amen. And he will begin to break all these things. Hallelujah. How does the Christ function? He said there are three things that bear witness of Christ. Three things. One, the blood. We find that in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Show us, we are just rounding, the next 10 minutes will be done. 1 John 5, 7 and 8. What does he say? There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Next. And there are three that bear record where? Witness. Witness of what? Christ. in the earth. That is in me. What? The spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Hallelujah. The spirit quickens. The spirit of God has life. The spirit of God brings change. Say, we are changed from glory to glory. Amen. Say, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's what? A liberty. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Brethren, there's a difference between, Brother Ike talked about it. It's like, he said, the man that brought wood, you know, he had beaten something with wood. And then he talked about, it's a ministry of the flesh, the mind of man. Mind of man can never bring change to the soul. Hallelujah. Philosophies of men, doctrines of men can never touch the soul, can't scratch the soul. Amen. The only thing that can change the soul is the mind of Christ, the spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. See, the anointing breaks the yoke. And that is the breath, the word that God has spoken. So it's not just ministry, whatever is good, you think is good. But we need to hear and hear what God is saying. And then declare what God is saying. Hallelujah. Then it will be the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. That one will bring change. Hallelujah. It will break the chains. It will, you know. See, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Hallelujah. See, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. If you are here in the morning, you could feel so much life. Since I came into this conference, I can feel life coming to my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next one, what's the number? Let's go back to that First John 5:8. One is spirit. What's the next one? The water. You can change that water like camel. Hallelujah. I can tell you what I got from that message in the morning. Water. Amen. Drink water. They'll say, this brother has come again. I have come again, yes.
Amen.
I have come again. We have another opportunity to read the Bible. Read the Bible. However you read, read it.
Amen.
The word of God comes in different dimensions. There is the letter. The one that is written with ink is the letter, is the written word. That one has life.
Amen.
He says, as many as read the words of this prophet, they are blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the written word. There is a spoken word. Hallelujah. It has life. Then there is the living word itself. I don't know. Somebody says on the stage also that the word of the Lord came to me. What do you think? He's talking about the living spirit of the word. The word is a spirit. And it comes and adapts itself to the situation in your life. Hebrews 4 says that the word of God is powerful. It's a double, two-edged sword. It descends the thoughts and intent. That's the water. So the spirit of life comes into my soul and I begin to wash it. You know, you begin to repent. You're responding. It's washing, going down. One of the messages Brother has been preaching, I believe he will preach it here, is that there is a strong man within us. Strong man, armored. Amen. As the word of God is coming, it's do like me, right? What is he doing? Is he breaking the word of God? The word of God is of no effect. Because there's a strong man, a Goliath inside. I won't preach the message. The man will come and preach it. Amen. So we say, we have been hearing, this is not a time. We have been hearing it. You have been hearing, but there's a strong man.
Amen.
When the word comes, he takes it, break it, and throw it away. So he brings another one. Say, so what new one? What new one are they going to preach again? New one, because that one has been ubuniguated by the strong man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord conquer the strong man. cast down this mighty man. Break it down. Hallelujah. So that my soul becomes, you know, I was looking at the scripture, it says, do not harden your heart. And so it means the heart can be hardened. So the soul, heart also can be softened.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which part of the soul are you? Is your heart hardened? Or is it softened? Amen. Say, harden not your heart. That means I have the authority to position my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say, oh Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. He says, somebody that trembles at the word of God. Amen. Where my heart is tender. You know, he says, it only means for God to say, speak, Lord, and it is done. He says, not them that say, Lord, Lord, but them that do what? That tremble, that do the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is a place where the strong man has been cast down, has been dethroned, and the soul is ready to be impressioned. He said that the word of God is able to save the soul. So the word of God is perfect, doing what? Converting the soul from a beast to a bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A beast doing his own thing. Amen. Enjoying life. I've come to the earth to have my to do things. It's my life. I have my authority. I have my life to live. Yeah, I want to get on with my life. Really? Get on with their life?
Amen.
Who gave you the life? It will soon expire. Amen.
Amen.
You are right over that life, will soon expire.
Amen.
And then the soul comes out unchanged.
Amen.
Amen. So of all most men, most.
Amen.
The soul came in to be changed, to be married and conquered by the Spirit. And if it's not married, it goes to the soul, it goes to God, unchanged. What shall it profit a man to gain all the world? The soul has eaten the best food, gone to the best places, worn the best shoes, gone to the best places, best fashion, best everything. There was only one best he didn't get. He didn't get the best of Christ. Hallelujah. He says, the depth of the riches, the wisdom and the riches of Christ. I say, God, I must get those riches. I must touch it. I must experience it. Hallelujah. What is your ambition in God? Hallelujah. What was the last one? He talked about the blood. Amen. See, he has given the blood to do what? To make atonement for the blood. That thing is a vessel bringing the very life of God down to our earth. Amen.
Amen.
When the soul was detached, no more life. But God has reintroduced life by the vessel of the blood. Says the life of God is in the blood of the flesh. Is in the blood. Hallelujah. And that blood was shed from the foundation of the world. It is an ancestral spirit, the oldest one, the most powerful one. It speaks better things. Hallelujah. It is a covenant blood in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we are now in the last part of the message. We are looking at the new man, God's new man. God is raising a new man. Remember, those of us who sat under the man called Pa'etan. Is it Simeon or Samson? You know, anyway, Brother S.G. Elton. One of the things I remember him doing was he talked about God's new man. He talked about the new man God was bringing. Amen. And when you read Ephesians, you read Paul, he talked about the new man. Sydney Granville Elton, S.G. Elton. Those of you that have computer, put in the name, you will see. To come, there's a book. Some things have been written to help you to get a feel of what is going on, what happened in Nigeria many years ago. Some of us, we are at the tail end. We just managed to squeeze and we could get a few of those ministries. And one of the things he preached was a new man. He said God was bringing a new man on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man that is going to be an overcomer. I just captured it in part of this new man you find in Peter refers, he says, the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. What's the new heavens? Your soul is the heavens. Your spirit is the heavens. Hallelujah. As my body dwells and interacts on the earth, so my soul also dwells in the heavens. He said they were seated in heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. Amen. As my body journeys on the earth, so my soul has interactions. Amen. And it becomes established in the heavens. Hallelujah. Becomes aware, becomes a part of what is happening. By the way, Zion is a city of refuge. As on the natural, men are given a place. Because when the man comes in, he says the elders will judge and they will give him a place. I want to declare to you that when you come also into Zion, you are given a place in the heavens. Hallelujah. You are given a place. But you see, you can be given a place and you are like Jacob. He never knew his name was Israel. Hallelujah. He thought his name was Jacob. He said, what is your name? Jacob. Such. Nobody like that. May the Lord reveal our true identity. May I know who I am. Amen. And they told the man, your name is Israel. You are a prince with God. Many of us are princes, but you are living like paupers. May my story change. May our story change. May our testimony change. That we will come into our true estate in God. Hallelujah. Amen. A man cannot receive something unless it's given. Is it not? Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall be given. What else? Knock. And some of these things do not come except fasting and prayer follows. Because they are not small boy matter. Amen. The man must show seriousness. He will not cast costly things. Just say, come and take it. Just take and go like that. No way. Come and show some resilience, some purpose. You come and say, God, what do you want? You say, I want this one. Oh, yeah, nah. Let's see if you really want. So may the Lord give us purpose. Amen. As we stay in this place and we are looking ahead. There is a new heaven and a new earth. That's coming. Hallelujah. Amen. It's about dawning on us. And my prayer is that I'll be part of it.
Amen.
I am going nowhere.
Amen.
You are going nowhere.
Hallelujah.
The devil can never succeed.
Amen.
He may try, but you are going nowhere.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Say, I and the children God has given to me. Therefore, what? For signs and for wonders. You have a dispensation in God. You have a calling in God. We must make a foolproof of it. See, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I did what? I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I did what? I put away. Brethren, we must come into maturity. A maturity in the purpose, in knowing our purpose, in knowing our calling, in our work, in our understanding. Amen. It's not say if the man falls, say a righteous man, a perfect man will fall 1 7 times. What will he do? He will rise up. It's not the falling, it's the rising and the focus. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless us with a focus.
Amen.
With a right spirit. With this determination to come into this estate. He said they gave the man a place in heaven. May God reveal our place in heaven. May the eyes of our understanding, may the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, in knowing his riches, may it come upon us as a people. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The third aspect of this new man is that it is a soul that has been conquered. I've been using that word conquered. The soul must be conquered. If you look at the tabernacle, you see the horns, you know, the gold, the brazen altar, the first altar, there are four horns at the four corners. Speaking of the four dimensions of the soul. Then you move forward, you come to the golden altar, you see the same horns that are broken. You know, somebody was speaking about brokenness. You know, Brother Isaac was talking about brokenness in the morning. Hallelujah. Then you move into the holiest of all. You still see the same, you know, you still see the same thing broken. But here now it's overshadowed by the cherubims. Amen. The power in my soul must be broken. My wife calls me defense minister. Let me report myself. Because when she says something, I defend. He said, you have brought your lost sword now. I have a sword. Immediately she talks, I bring my sword. I say, I always want to defend myself. So she's calling me defense minister. May the Lord change this defense minister. Because I always want to defend myself. I need to be disarmed. She's at time I'm smiling. I won't tell you what he calls my friend. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord have his way.
Amen.
In our life.
Amen.
Amen. So break the walls, break the barriers, break the fences, break the things that make us this natural carnal man. One of the things I say, God, this outward man must be broken. The power of this outward man over my inner man must be broken.
Amen.
That dispensation must end. And my soul must be conquered by Christ. Amen. When Christ has conquered, then he will submit all things to God. Hallelujah. He said, all things have been made subject. God has a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until then, God doesn't have a son. He's still hoping, praying that he will have many sons coming up to glory. But God will have a man that has been conquered. A soul, a mind, emotion, desires, will conquered, broken, and submitted to Christ. Hallelujah. That's the new man God is raising. The other thing is, of course, that this soul must be joined. Let me end with that scripture. 1 Corinthians 6:16. I want to give it to you as the evening dinner. Amen. Chew on it. Meditate on it. Break it up. Get interlinear. Get everything. Break it. Break it. Break it. I like it very much. Amen. What does this say? No. That's not the one. 17. 6:17. You say, but he, that is what? Join unto the what?
The Lord.
It's what?
One spirit.
That he there is the soul.
It's man.
Hallelujah. Can a man be joined to God? Yes. Can man be married to God? Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say, he that is joined to the Lord is what?
One spirit.
And that's what the lampstand shows. It says, you take one lamp, that shall take one lamp of gold, and you will break it into seven candlesticks. Amen. Okay, but let's go to Hebrews 2. Let's see that scripture. Hebrews 2, 11, I think. 2:11. Hebrews 2:11. What does it say? For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are what? Are all of one. Hallelujah. No difference between the head and the tail. Brethren, anybody telling you is different is not coming from God. There is a 41st generation. Jesus was the 41st generation. Count it. And the 42nd, the last generation, is the generation of Jesus Christ. Jesus joined together with his church. That is the new man that is being raised. And that is the last Adam, the eschatos Adam, crowned with glory and honor, raised up to dwell and magnify and rule over the works of God. Amen.
Amen.
Adam named all the animals. Can't you imagine? And you think it is such a great job. Adam did it. But the scattered Adam is going to do more things. Hallelujah. That's a last man. There is a new man coming on the earth. Hallelujah. It is a burden and a vision that must be kindled again within our soul. And that is the army. And he told the man, Can these dry bones live? You know, we are like dry bones. All in the valley. Very, very dry. Fighting one another, stepping upon one another. Contention, strife. Amen. Rising and falling. Besetting sin here and there. Amen. He said, can these dry bones live? Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, yes. Yes. They can live. And he said, oh yeah, arise. Prophesy to them. Can we arise this morning, this evening? If you believe it, just rise with me and let's prophesy. Amen. If you believe it, let's just stand physically. We're going to prophesy. We're going to prophesy to the dry bones. We're going to prophesy to the dry bones.
I want to take a prayer.
No, I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to take something. No, the key I left here.
We want to engage this world. Hallelujah. We want to
where's the water?
Engage the world that God has spoken about tonight. Somebody is not going to take up, he may know of a messenger. I said, I will not go down. Let you go until you bless me. There is a blessing in the world tonight, brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.